From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Thomas Hobbes wrote that in a state of nature bereft of arts, letters, and society, life would be nasty, brutish, and short. Sounds like a California gubernatorial recall campaign. Today in California, a hearing on a lawsuit that would make it less short. And over the weekend, some nasty intra-party sniping. The Democratic lieutenant governor accusing Governor Gray Davis's minions of undercutting his campaign to replace Davis. And Republican Bill Simon buying airtime to accuse Arnold Schwarzenegger of what amounts to brutish perfidy among conservatives, being a high-taxing GOP liberal. NPR's Ina Jaffe is in Los Angeles to update us on the campaign. And first, Ina, the American Civil Liberties Union's lawsuit aimed at putting off the October 7th recall vote. What's the argument for that, and where does it stand?
The argument is that the punch card ballots that will be used in Los Angeles and several other counties are unreliable, error-prone, and disproportionately disadvantaged minority voters. The ACLU brought this suit once before after the 2000 election. We all remember the hanging chads from Florida. And those punch card ballots in California were supposed to be decertified. They weren't going to be used anymore, beginning with the March 2004 primary. But no one ever imagined that we'd be having an election this October.
So they're saying put this one off until March.
Absolutely.
Next, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante complaining over the weekend that the campaign of Governor Gray Davis to oppose recall, that campaign is undercutting his campaign to replace Davis.
Yeah, well, there's a real divide among Democrats on the best way to approach this, and it has not been resolved, and I don't know that it will be. Bustamante and many other Democrats have said that there's got to be a fallback candidate. Gray Davis's campaign's position has always been that the best way to defeat the recall is for there to be no Democratic alternative. And right now, Bustamante is the fallback candidate. But now there's a real fight for resources, organized labor, especially some environmental groups. If they decide that they're also going to support Bustamante as a fallback, then there'll be less for the Davis campaign to defeat the recall.
Then some Republican divisions. Here we have Republican Bill Simon, who lost to Gray Davis in 2002, launching an ad campaign. In those ads, is he going after Davis or is he going after Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Both, in a way. He's going after Davis first, saying that when I ran against him last year and lost, I told you that he was going to run up these huge deficits. As far as Schwarzenegger goes, he wants to frighten the Republican base that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to raise taxes, that he's not a true conservative. What gave him an opportunity to do that is that Warren Buffett, the super investor who has joined the Schwarzenegger campaign as an advisor, was quoted in the Wall Street Journal saying he didn't think California property taxes were high enough. And this has been an embarrassment to the Schwarzenegger campaign. They've had to put out statements from the candidate saying that he supports Proposition 13, which is the limit on property taxes. And it's going to make it harder for Arnold Schwarzenegger to say that he is a Republican and hold on to Republican votes at the same time that he's trying to reach out to independents and Democrats.
In fact, Warren Buffett, he says that his $500,000 home in Omaha, Nebraska, costs him annual property taxes of over $14,000, and his $4 million home in Laguna Beach, California, costs him annual property taxes of $2,264.
Well, if you keep saying that, then we'll have even more people moving to California, Robert.
Thank you. NPR's Ina Jaffe speaking to us from Los Angeles.